you take a left turn there, and then you go way off over yonder, plumb around Athens, and you hit the Atlanta Highway again, and over there.
Oh, yeah.
And then you go over there, a mile or two from there, you turn it to the left, it's Hertz, what's that filling station there, a big filling station on your left, and you turn to your left.
Mm-hmm.
Go by Monroe and bypass Monroe, which is the highway does.
Mm-hmm.
And go on to Stone Mountain. You bypass Stone Mountain, of course, and get over there and turn off. And it just puts you right in there, right on the campus, that Emory almost.
Okay.
You'll be familiar with that if you get to Stone Mountain, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, when I came over here, I got a little bit confused. You know, I came to Watkinsville, and then I couldn't decide whether to come through Lexington. You know, whether to go through Athens.
No, why would you go to Lexington or Watkinsville?
Yeah, you don't need to go to Watkinsville, do you? You just go
to
Athens to Monroe.
That's right. Uh-huh. Now you can save a little bit here going to Athens instead of going to town, unless you want to go to town.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you go, it might be better for you to go on, there's not much confusion. You go out this way, you know where we came down, I told you to turn to the left so we'd be on the right side
yeah.
of the road.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that road we were on, which is South Oliver Street. You go out there, just about, it's a little less than a mile, and there's a newly paved road that turns to your right. And that takes you over there and puts you on the Athens Highway, way beyond Elberton.
Oh, well, good. Yeah. Good. All right, so it's South Oliver.
Yes, we go. Which way are you headed now? Back up the street?
I'm headed this way.
Yeah. Well, you can go through that alley right yonder and turn to your left and go on out that street
mm-hmm.
to you, the city limits are not more, but it's the first paved highway. It may be a little paved street or two now, but it's less than a mile. You see, it's newly paved. And you turn to your right there, there's nothing then to throw you off. You get over and run just dead into the Athens Highway.
Fine. Well, thank you. That's a help. A baby gets down on all fours and what across the floor?
Crawls.
Did he climb the tree? Yes, he...
climbed it.
Okay. A child might get down behind a piece of furniture. If it was hiding or something, you'd say he what down?
He squatted, we'd say.
Okay. To say her prayers, the little girl what down?
Knelt.
Okay. I'm tired. I think I'm going to what for a while?
Rest.
Okay. Or I'm going to what down for a while?
Sit down.
All right. Or if you're going to get flat?
Lie down.
All right. A man had a day off and he what in bed all day?
Stayed in bed.
Okay. Would you say he lay in bed or laid?
I would say he lay in bed.
All right. Did you dream last night? Yes, I...
dreamed.
And early this morning,
woke.
Okay. What do you call this? To do this is to...
stamp.
Mm-hmm. After a dance, a man might say to a girl, may I what you home?
I see you home.
Okay. Would this be either on foot or in a car?
Well, I don't mind the girl going if he's on foot now.
You might get a rope and, if you had something a heavy thing you had to drag, you might attach a rope to it and
pull.
Okay. And if a car broke down, you might have to get behind it and
push.
Okay. Suppose you had a very heavy suitcase that you had to transport from one place to another. You'd say, I had to what the suitcase?
I had to lug it.
Okay. And what's the past tense of lug?
Lugged.
If a child reached up to touch a piece of china, you might slap his hand and say, oh no, don't
do that.
Yeah, or don't.
I don't know what you want to touch.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you want a pencil from another room, you might say to a child, go what me a pencil?
Bring.
All right.